Parshas Kiseitzei. So it's one of the two Parshas in the Torah that has the Ribui Mitzvahs in Kedoshim Kiseitzei. And Chazal here, besides speaking specifically about the Mitzvahs in the Parsha, they also speak a little bit about a general perspective on Mitzvahs. We've spoken this Chazal a few times, but I'd like to understand it in a little bit of a deeper oifen than usual. Chazal says, Zeshama Kosov Eirachayim Pentefales. It's a positive Mishle. It means it's a path of life. Don't weigh things. Don't scale things. No maglosel leteda. You'll wander off and you won't know it. You won't understand it. So the Gemara asks, what is Eirachayim Pentefales? So it says, Omer Babo Bakahana, Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, Loitehe Yoshevu Mishakel Mitzvaser Shal Torah. A person cannot sit and weigh the different mitzvahs in the Torah. Shenema v'shokel befelas hard. A person shouldn't say, if it's a big mitzvah, I'm going to do it because it has a lot of schar. If it's a small mitzvah, I won't do it. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu never revealed to us what the schar of the mitzvahs is. So a person should do all the mitzvahs. And it brings a mashal that a king needed to plant the garden. And if he knew that if he told each one what each tree is worth, they would... everybody would rush to a certain tree to do it, and therefore he didn't tell him b'scharen, and so on and so forth. Kach, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not megal bat b'scharen, kibur av ve'eim, is the chamur chamuris and kalash b'kalis, kibur av ve'eim is chomash b'chamuris, and the ken sipur is the kalash b'kalis, and both of them, the Torah says, the mat b'scharen is a richos yomim. Shnei makaber is a richos b'chol menichon yomim, and the kalash lo hakan, and so on. That's the Chazal over here. And we spoke once about the Nekud of Shleimus, Shabbat, different other inyanim. But I really want to get a little bit to the heart of it. It does seem, there seems to be an internal steer in the Chazal over here. On the one hand, there is a, it's clear, ke'ilu, that HaKadosh, there is a bigger mitzvah and a smaller mitzvah. Chazal are not saying that there's a mitzvah of all mitzvahs are alike. Chazal is saying there are chamuris, there are kulas, and that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be megala de matan scharen of each mitzvah, we'd pick and choose. That's what Chazal the Medrash says clearly. Everybody would want to do the things that bring a lot of schar and neglect the things that do little schar. So it seems as if there really is a distinction and a gradation in terms of how much schar. But then Chazal say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala de kal and chamura, and both of them the schar is arichos yomim. So it's mashma that there is no difference. It's a stira mineu bay in the Chazal over here, and we need to try to get a little bit of understanding. How do we understand both of them to be emes? On the one hand, it says there are kulas and chamuras very clearly, and if we were to know the kulas and chamuros, we would pick and choose. On the other hand, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megalat, and obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, and if he says that the Kala gets Arichos Yomim, the Chamur gets Arichos Yomim, then it's Mashma, there is no distinction. That's one Nekuda we have to aim it on. The next Chazal, the Medrash is Mamshech with a Pasuk in Mishlei. It says, Ki Levoyas Chein Heim L'Roshecha. It says Torah is like a mitzvahs are an adornment on a head, like a crown. So it says, and then it says, so Chazal say, Tupshatim. The second one, it says, Dova Acha Mao Ki Levoyas Chein. What's the pshat? It's called Levoyas Chein. Omer Pinchas Bar Chama L'Kol Mokum She'Teilech HaMitzvos M'Lavo Yischa. Wherever you go, you seem to find mitzvahs. Mitzvahs run after you. By Yischodesh, as Maikar Gecho, Delos, and Mitzvah, you have Mezuzah. And it goes through a whole list of all the mitzvahs in the parasha by us that seems to... that seem to find mitzvahs in every single place. So it says, and then it, the last one is, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Afilu lo ha'isa oisik bedova, even if you weren't doing anything, Ela mahalech bederech, you happen to be just walking along, ha'mitzvahs melav ha'ischa, shenema ki yikor kentzipa lefanecha. Kentzipa is a mitzvah that it's only shayach to, it's only shayach for somebody who's not intentionally going about it. The halacha is that if you own the nest, if it's in your yard, there's no din of kentzipur on it. The din kentzipur is only if it's nikra baderech, if it's hefker. So you see, even if it's hefker, you have the mitzvahs are malaviyu. There's something here that is it's a little bit puzzling in the way Chazal set it up. First of all, in other words, Chazal are trying to set up the mitzvahs, how you find mitzvahs wherever you look. The focus would be that a person, wherever he goes, has a chance to do mitzvahs. Like it says by David HaMelech, he went to the Merchatz, he saw he was Arim in our mitzvahs. What the parasha kind of gives over is that wherever a person goes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him opportunities to do mitzvahs. The Lashon Chazal, and it's in the building on the Pasuk, is that the mitzvahs are running after us. In other words, wherever we look, we find a mitzvah hiding behind the tree, so to speak. There's always mitzvahs in every place. The Seder should be the other way around. Wherever we go, we have a chance to do mitzvahs. Don't think that I don't give you a chance to do mitzvahs. Wherever you go, you have a chance to do mitzvahs. Chazal found it appropriate to express it in the words of the Pasuk, that wherever a person goes, the mitzvahs come after him. It's a little bit strange that's the way it's understood. And the final, the Makabe Patrich is, even if you're not doing anything, but you're just walking, the mitzvahs run after you, like says Kikar Kitzipel Fanecha. I understand Chazal are looking to find the mitzvahs in all sorts of odd places. I don't think there's a place that is nister completely from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mashal, Bala Musa, the Mashal Shmuz is always used when you want to talk about how mitzvahs permeate a person's life. We say even in the Hilchos Beis Akisa, even a place that we think is completely but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is the dinim and halachis and the derech and so on and so forth. Fine. The Chazal found the place that they found was on the road when a person is walking around and so on and so forth. That's where it accompanies him, and it's very hard to. Why is that the added away place? In other words, Chazal here seem to say conscious activities, things that a person does that are part of Yeshuva Shel Olam. A person wears a garment, a person builds a house, a person gets married, all these places he has mitzvahs. If he's just walking, that would be different. So Chazal are looking, it's not a way out place. Everybody walks, everybody goes someplace. It's not a place that's like a Beis HaKisa where we say it's kind of so far from Kedusha and mitzvahs that it's a Chiddush as a mitzvah here. The Ikar HaBaderech, the Ikar HaKatzipa Lefanecha is the dugme Chazal of how mitzvahs totally permeate the person. A Ledavahu, something that we need to pay attention to. One more nekuda here. The Goyin on the Pasuk in Mishlei, Kiliv Yascheinim Loshecha, Vanak L'Gargarisecha. It says in the Pasuk that Torah and mitzvahs are a crown on a person's head and a necklace on a person's tzavar, on a person's neck. So the Goyin says that Liv Yascheinim Loshecha is kineged Torah, because Torah is something which is miksha achas. In other words, shas is shas. There's moyed, there's noshim, there's nizikin, there's kashim, there's tyrus, and all sorts of halachas. But in the world of limud Torah, there's no nafkamina. A Yisrael can learn zvachim and say gevalik Torah and zvachim. A kohen can learn gittin. It has no shaychis. It's all one unit. There's a mandyama that says that there's no such thing as somebody who's not shoyl minyane, because all of Torah is one inyan. You can ask from one sugya to another sugya. Shlichus is the same, whether it's negei gittin and kedushin and truma and mamonis and everything. It's Torah has a certain miksha achas to it. On the level of Torah, all of it is one. So the Goyin says, so that's liv yaschein, whereas the tzavar is already a chelik of the guf. It's the chibur of the guf to the roish. And on that, it's like a necklace, which is almost always made of bits and pieces. It's like you have pearls strung together, you have rings of gold, and so on. That's the tzura of a necklace, and that's why that's keneged mitzvahs. That's what the Goyin says in Mishlei. The Chordis Chazal is opposite. Chazal describe mitzvahs in terms of liv yaschein. They went to Liv Yaschen, and there seems to be a hadgosha on the fact that it's a chen, it's a Liv Yaschen to the person, And the Chazal specifically talk about the mitzvah Shabbat. It's not just they haven't applied it. They're madgish that it's malavoisa in every single place, that's why it's appropriately mitzvahs. Well, it's not hard. You can't ask real kashas in Agadah, the different ayin pan Torah, but b'cholzeis, it's such a central Chazal. I'd like to understand it in line with the way the Goyen learns Pshat also. So, let's talk about this Indian a little bit, and let's understand. There's a tremendous oimik over here in understanding the world of ruchnias, of mitzvahs, and it's obviously very nagea in our approach to it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha expresses itself in two levels, and has to express itself in two levels. On the one hand, the world, the Ramchal says it in his Lashonos, in Das Tvunis, and so on, that the world has a mahalach of what he calls mishpat and yichud. Let's try to explain it simply in words that we feel comfortable with. If we look around at the Bria, what strikes us more than anything else, the term to describe the Bria is hischalkus. It's the division. There is good, there is bad, there is terrible, there is great. There is kadosh, there's tamei. A person has a chi of lahayreis or lahavdil from the kadosh and the choil, the tamei and the tohar, and there is mitzvahs that you lose a chelkom haba, averis that you lose a chelkom haba, and averis that a chayv mrs. Besen, averis that a chayv malchus and essays, and a whole range of different things. We live in a world. The world of the world that's created manifests itself in the distinctions. There is food that is vital to eat. There's food that's important to eat. There's food that is dangerous, and there's food that's outright poisonous. There are good people, bad people. Everything about the world is very, very clearly labeled and distinct. That is the world around us, and Torah was given with that premise. These are things that a person ought to do. These are things a person ought not to do. These are things that give a person life. These are things that give a person death, and so on. That's Torah, and that is one level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hizgalus. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha lends itself to the Metzias within which it has to reveal itself. So, point A, Yerushalayim is a place that's kadosh. It's a mokma sheyivchar, and stoyim is a mokrim that is oimid fahaficha. This mokrim is kadosh. This mokrim is tamei, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala his ruchnias, his metzias, his shechina, in proportion to the place and the keli that's megalit. That is one level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha, and it's the one that's most pronounced and one that we live with. That's what the world of Ruchnis is about. But there's another Nekuda. Being that the world itself is a product of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, and in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel, it's not Shayach to apply Chilukim, so there's going to be another hashgacha, a lot more subtle and a lot harder to hold on to. And we say it in the V'chol Maminim, we express it. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shove u'mashve l'katn k'gadol. Or katn v'gadol, katn k'gadol, different schois. In other words, there's a quality about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shove and is mashve, katn and gadol, that there are no distinctions between good, bad, big, small, etc. It's all Shayach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, everything. And just like when you have an army, for instance, and you have different units, and the units sometimes might even be at loggerheads with each other, but behind it, there is a certain strategy that includes all the elements. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that hashgacha, that's a hashgacha, that's a more klolistic hashgacha, a hashgacha that encompasses everything equally, And that hashgacha is, on the one hand, much more subtle and much more elusive, but it's there just the same. And let's try to understand it, and let's try to see it in different places. In the world of bigger and smaller, the world of bigger and smaller applies to many things. Important, more important, less important. There's a halacha. My chaz is the domach the doch sumik tfei midomach the chavrach. If a person has the choice of killing or being killed, we say my chaz is the domach sumik tfei. That you can't, you know, mechetesa, your blood is more important than his blood. So the Velt of Balam Musa said over different people that imagine you have the Chavetz Chaim here, and you have a Rosh Merusha, and you know, and even the choice is either Chavetz Chaim kills that person or he's killed. Still, the halacha of my chazis domach sumik tfei applies. So the way I've heard it was kind of the hadgasha is to try to understand how important every person is, and maybe that person has some area that is more important or whatever it is, and so on. I don't think that that's the pshat. I think the pshat's much deeper. More and less apply to a certain world. The concept more and less, for instance, in the number system, more and less applies to every number. In the world infinite, the word in the world of things that are infinite, more infinite and less infinite are not meaningful words. They just don't mean anything. It's a different type of thing. It's like somebody were to ask us, which law in physics is more enduring? The law of gravity or the law of conservation or of energy or whatever it is? The answer is not, well, they both will endure the same. That's not the answer. The answer is, the question is not a question. These are type of things. Metzius, will 2 plus 2 equal 4 more often than 3 plus 3 equals 6? It doesn't, it's a nonsense question. It's a world of things where the word more and less just doesn't apply. It belongs to the realm of things that are not mischalik. So everything in the world is mischalik. Chaim is not mischalik. There is no ischalkus in life. And therefore, my chaz is the dam of dam sumik tfeim, that they means dam does not have any type of evaluations. And therefore, it doesn't fit under that framework. It's Shabbos l'moshel. It says it's better a person should be mechal one Shabbos. It should be shem harbe Shabbos. In life, it doesn't work like that. If it's a choice of you killing one person or they killing five people, it's still the same. It just doesn't fit. Chaim does not fit under the world of. It does not fit within the realm of ischalkos of more and less. The world of mitzvahs has in itself two stages, and that's why it's confusing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave mitzvahs, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon and chachma applied to things in this world. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each mitzvah has in itself an element of this worldliness in it, and therefore, we do have gradations in mitzvahs. We have essays and los essays and chayv ikaris and chayv mizus bezdin and yari val yavers. Those are all gradations that are in every mitzvah mitzad der mitzias. So when a person needs to make a decision, if he has no choice, it's either this mitzvah or that mitzvah. There's Esther Docholosa say, there's a mitzvah veris, a mitzvah she'eno veris, there's the Reis and the Rabbanon. There are all sorts of evaluations that are appropriate because mitzvahs mitzad their applied mitzias is really, really takes on a certain gvul, a certain shear. So this mitzvah fits in this category, that category, or the category. So in the world of application of mitzvahs, there are certain categories. If I give a mashal, it's like a drill with different bits. Mitzad the bits, there's a difference. One is tiny, one is very thick, one is sharp, one is serrated, different bits, and so on. But each mitzvah mitzad et sheirish belongs to a world that has no hischalkus. It belongs to, it's a Devar Hashem. Just like my chazis, the domach sumik tfei, is the way in which we look at life. When we're looking at mitzvahs in its sheirish, not mitzad, if the problem arises in its application, then we have to pick and choose, and this is docha this. This is better than that. It's pikuach nefesh docha Shabbos, Shabbos docha pikuach nefesh. It's eser docha lo sasei, eser not docha lo sasei, eser sheish bakaris, etc., etc. But when you're talking about the tfis of mitzvahs, if a person is tfis mitzvahs only mitzad its manifestation, then he's basically chopping the head off every mitzvah. So that's what that's the pshat in the Chazal. Leman yarichun yamecha talks about in every mitzvah, arichus yamim belongs to the category of chayim. Olam haba is called arichus yamim. Arichus yamim doesn't mean long days, a long life. Arichus yamim means an infinite life. In other words, it's a life that has no hefsik. The Rambam, when in Mishnah Torah, when he speaks about olam haba, he says there's one schar, and that schar is olam haba, which is yom shekula aruch. It has no hefsik. Aruch doesn't mean long in the sense that it's a lot. It means it has no hefsik. It is continuous. The right way to translate the word aruch is it is continuous. So the light. So in the world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want to be megala another dimension of mitzvahs that is not that you might be misled when you learn the Torah and say, well, the mitzvahs come in different sizes, different shapes, and different values. I'm going to pick and choose. So the Torah says, mitzad the application of the mitzvahs, there are differences. Mitzad the teichen of the mitzvah, mitzad of the fact that each mitzvah has a sheirish that is infinite, there is no difference. So the Torah was megala, the kalon chamura arichus yomim. In arichus yomim, there's no kalon, there's no chamura. So it's not the pshat, it's not a stira. We're talking about two different dimensions in the world of mitzvahs. Mitzad the olam ha-maisa, mitzad the way we are and the environment that we function in, there's ischalkos. And when we need to make those choices, because of our limitations, we can't do two mitzvahs in one time. Sometimes we need our time, our abilities, our situation carries limitations. We have to do yibum, but she's also mitzvah shesach. We have to wear tzitzis, but there's klayim. The Torah needed, because we live in a world of ischalkos, we needed to create, the Torah gives us a system to evaluate. But that's not your tfis and mitzvah. At the end of the day, when a person is doing a mitzvah, he's being tefis a much deeper sheirish. And the Torah says if you want to understand the deeper sheirish, the deeper gilui, then there's no ischalkos. And therefore, it is, it's a man yirichun yamecha, is really the pneumistika ischar of both kalas and chamuris. That's the pshat in the Chazal here. Same thing we spoke about levoyas chen. We asked on the goyen, the difference between how come the goyim grabs onto, he explains the voice chen as being Torah, when Chazal here seemed to be very clear that it's mitzvahs and so on. The answer is the same nekuda. When a person has a necklace, let's go back to that naklagagor secho. A person has a necklace. A necklace is made of different segments, and each segment is a piece onto itself. But the necklace has no pieces. The necklace is when it's a seamless entity of a circle. And you've found it's the strand, it's a pearls along the strand that makes it into one circle. mitzvahs come, it's the mitzvahs itself that have both qualities. The mitzvahs itself are pearls. Each mitzvah is a pearl. And mitzad that, it certainly is a nakla gagre secha. It's like the Goyen says, it's pieces, it's ischalkus. But in the world of mitzvahs, in its klal, in its kloli yeshaboy, it comes as one unit. And that's what Chazal say over here. In mitzvahs, in the world of mitzvahs, you can approach it as an anak l'gagar secha, and you can approach it as a levoyas chen. In since Chazal are being megala to us, the dimension of levoyas chen in mitzvahs, it's the same thing here also. And that's why Chazal give the dugmos, Chazal give the examples. Wherever you go, there's mitzvahs. And even if it's not a special function of a person, let's explain what that means. If a person starts, for instance, if a person goes to a hospital to get treated for something, so they'll treat this, they'll give medication, they'll give this and that, the other thing. But it's so we can say that there are many elements during the day that are there for therapeutic value. So he gets medication, he gets therapy, he gets a doctor's visit, whatever it is. Each piece is a nekuda in his therapy. But lav dafka, that if he goes and buys candies, that the candies have any therapeutic value. It's the big framework is himself, and within it there are different pieces that act to cure the person, to help the person. But it's not going to be everything and everywhere. But let's say a person is at home. So if a person, as he's growing up in his home, it's not everything that's there is always going to express concern and love and care for him. Because it's not the pshat, the home is a setup within which there's a caretaker who comes and dispenses care. It's the love of the home, and anything that the home produces is going to have that care, that concern, and that ruts, and so on and so forth. So you have two very different situations. You have a situation where things are happening within a framework, and you have a thing where the framework itself is the thing. So he says, if a Kaddish Baruch Hu comes along, and a Kaddish Baruch Hu, let's say we are what we are, and the world of mitzvahs was only the bottom half of it, the part that applies itself to a person. So Kaddish Baruch Hu will say, a person is eating, we need some mitzvahs for that. A person sleeps, we need some mitzvahs for that. A person thinks, we need some mitzvahs for that. But why do you have mitzvahs when a person is not engaged in activities? How do you have a mitzvah for non-activity? Ki yikar lefanecha kantzipur. A person runs across a kantzipur. Well, what's the person doing? A person dresses, mitzvahs. A person eats, mitzvahs. A person builds a house, mitzvahs. But when this is not a human activity, the structure of kantzipur is when you're not doing anything, when you chance upon something. The teretz is the other way around. The world is a world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like a home where that was created for man. And therefore, anything that happens within that context will always have in itself the lachluchis of the pnimius of ruchnius. That's the metzius of that world. So the Chazal are explaining here. It's not the pshat. The world is the world. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu applied mitzvahs to help a person in the way, so on and so forth. The world is a world of is kol kuloi a bassinet for a person, and everything that happens within the world, if it only happens bal korchach, it carries in itself a toichen that is from that other great world of ruchnius, and will manifest some sort of ruchniistic value and so on. One more area where this applies and in the structure of the week. On Shabbos versus the other days, when we say Birchas Krishma, the Birchas Krishma start as introduction to being Mekabel Omar HaShemayim. During the week, we say Ameir Loretz Adar Malav Rachmim, and we talk about different and specific greatnesses of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we point out, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the sun, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Malachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made many Nivroim, and what a wonderful, great world that manifests HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. Shabbos is a much deeper day. Shabbos is strange. It's not one of the Sheshes of Maisa, but it's one of the days of Bereshis. And so Shabbos is a day of Bereshis, and yet nothing happened in it. It's one of the Shivas Yimei Bereshis, and it's not one Shivas Yimei Maisa. So what is it? Chazal speak about Menucha and so on. The Teretz is, Shabbos is the first day that included the entire world. Shabbos is a day that's Megala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu above the Ischalkus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Kolel. And therefore, the Gilui on Shabbos is, we start off by saying, HaKol Yoducha, V'Kol Yishabchucha, V'Kol Yoimrein Kodesh Hashem. That's where we start. We don't start with a male Oretz, it's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. The first thing I want to say is, everything there is in the Bria, Nishmas Kol Chai, everything in the Bria gives that Shvach. And we finish off with Ein Aroicha, Ein Kerkecha, Hashem Elokeinu B'Lamazeh. Erechin evaluation is something that in the during the weekdays we say Michamocha Ba'ilim Hashem, nobody is as powerful. We look around, we evaluate, and say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is most powerful. Ein Kerkecha Ve'ein Zeh Lasecha means that there is nothing in the world. The Erechin doesn't apply on Shabbos. Shabbos is a day that's above Erechin. It doesn't have comparison, and it doesn't have things that are that can be evaluated. It's just not, just like we say by life that it's no, that there's no comparison. Here also we say on Shabbos there is no, we don't compare HaKadosh Baruch Hu to anything else. Shabbos is valuable for its own, and that's that. I want to bring it to a place that's very negeh to us. Like all these things, when we speak of different madregas, it doesn't work like, okay, a person reaches a certain madrega and then it's all this. And it never was that before. For us, it's certainly not right. For us, we live with both realities simultaneously. Some here is this, some here is that. When a person is growing up, his she'ifas and ruchnias are stoked by comparison. You should be as big a Talmud Chacham as this person. This will make you into a great tzaddik. If you don't do this, you're not this. You can be that. The natural, the first step in a person is that goodness and greatness and so on are all in the world, in the realm of comparison. And a young bacha lives with that type of pressure and comparison, and it has a very, very strong place in a person's development. I either challenge him on a personal level, listen, look at the guy next to you. He's not even as smart as you, but he puts a lot of effort in, and he's growing and learning, and it's very good, and he's steiging and so on. Or I take a model. You could be a kiveger with your head, and so on and so forth. You can, if you'll daven with real kavana, you'll become a higher person. You'll be like him, like the other, and so on and so forth. That is a tfisa in the world of mitzvahs that belongs on the our level, and definitely. It's not only when you begin, it's always an application that pushes a person. It's a very important piece because that's what we are. But what happens is, at a certain stage, and it's a type of stage where for us, for a lot of us, this is a stage that there's a second stage. At some point, a person gets older, a person has been through it a bit, and a person begins to realize that he's not going to be X, he's not going to be Y, he's not going to be Z. It's not him. He has his limitations and so on. That, if for the person that can only dehair the first half, the person then loses some interest, because what's the point of it? For 3-4 years I thought I could be X, I could be Y, I could be Z, I could be this, I could be that. But you know, at some point it's not, I'll never be good in this area, I'll never be good as him, I'll never attain this. But there's a second half. A person also needs to dehair that toiv is toiv because it's toiv. Goodness itself, a blot gemara that I'm learning, is irrelevant of whether it's part of Shas that I know or part of this sugya, and that's it. This sugya itself is infinite, and Shas is infinite. In as much as this sugya is something in a chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chachma, it has the same quality as all of Shas. Infinity doesn't split itself, bigger infinity, small infinity. I have 10 minutes to learn. 10 minutes versus an hour is 1/6. 10 minutes in itself is Yom Shekulay Toiv. It's in Arichus Yomim, 10 minutes and an hour doesn't make a difference. The difference between the Vilna Goyen and us is Nageyat, the Hilchus Kavod Torah, the Hilchus this, Hilchus that is that. It's not Nageyat to my Chazed Amos Umiktfei. There's a dimension of Ruchnius. It's the more deeper and more subtle dimension that any toiv that a person is shayach to is mufka from erchin. It's mufka from any type of evaluation, comparison, superlative. It's toiv, and that's all it is. And that's the difference between chen and yoifi. It's called livyas chen. Yoifi, there are gradations. There's the Nair that's the most yifas Torah, Nair that's less yifas Torah. Chain is nimso chain v'seichel bein el kibodom. Chain is not in the world. There's no gradations of chain. This has more chain, less chain. It either has chain to me or doesn't have chain to me. Yoifi, there is some way. There's the like the Bachashverus, they looked around for somebody. The Goyen says that it says Matisa chain v'chesed lefona by Esther. He says because the Mandyama that says that it's Chutz Chesed is Shitosa, he held it Pnos that Eov was in the time of Hashverosh, a Goyan's type of Chap in Gemara of Basra, and it says there were no bonus as Yofa as Pnos Eov, so therefore it had to be that Vatisa Chayim Bechesed was Chutz Chesed. In Yofi there is gradations. The world of Yofi belongs to the Chutz and to the bottom part. The world of Chayim belongs to Shairish, and there is no gradations in that. In order for us to grow and to steig, we need both, and it's concurrent. On the one hand, a person does need to stimulate himself with a certain element of reasonable aspirations, competitiveness, etc. And we can't live with just with that sense of, you know, lamala. It's all toiv, because then fakir, the person says 10 minutes of learning is nitzchis and 3 hours is nitzchis. What's the difference? A person, we won't survive in our ruchnias if we're naked on that. But when a person pushes himself, and he's covered all of his bases, he really uses every minute of his time, and every bit of energy that he has available, and every bit of head, and so on, to do the right things, and so on. And now the person is miyuish. But yeah, but you know, the guy next to me has so much more time to learn, and this guy has a better head than me, and this guy's learned a lot more and a lot longer. What's the point of it? What do you mean, what's the point of it? I mean, how do you split nitzchias? I mean, arichas yomim infinitely doesn't split. That's what Chazal amegaltas. Oira chayim pentefalis. In the area that's called chayim, in the area that in so much as Torah and mitzvahs have a dimension of chayim to it, then there is no way of splitting it. And we have to understand each nekuda that we have is infinite. Each nekuda itself belongs to a world that's ein aroich lecha, that has no comparison. And so long as a person uses every nekuda that's available to him, then he takes the anak, he takes the bits and pieces of ruchnis of his life, the scattered bits and pieces. He davens here, he had to do something there, he was able to learn a little bit here, and so on. Thus it seems scattered. But if a person deheres it in its full compass of an Eira Chaim, then the person succeeds in taking the different pieces of the anak, the different pearls, and he turns it into a livyas chen, he turns it into a miksha achas, similar to Torah, and it becomes an Eira Chaim of a Yom Shekulei Aruch and Kulei Tov. Yeah.